You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I think I'm about to get crazy with the cheese whiz. But we're talking about diet cheese. None of that cow titty milk stuff. No thanks. I'm not trying to be vulgar, but would you put your lips up to a cow's tit and suck milk out? Then why are you drinking milk, eating cheese, and all that? You can't say it's good because it's not. It's not good for you. It's not meant for you. And you're denying a calf of its milk. It's just some food for thought. Anyways, let's jump into today's podcast. Today's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Chance. That's what I'm gonna name this one. Happy birthday, Chance. So, today's show, as Smoking the Bong Gino would say, today's show is stacked, you guys. It's stacked. I got a stacked show for you today. And boy, is it stacked. We're just gonna start out with some kombucha. All right. All smoking the bong, Gino. Jump to the side. Oh my God. Okay. I'm just gonna start this out with Kamala Harris and the no good, very bad adrenochrome fix. Apparently, I'm under the impression that she's got an addiction to adrenochrome blood. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but her trying to eat meat that's been cooked like pork was funny. Now, she could just be not a pork eater, but then there could also be a reason why she's not a pork eater. And that's no good, very bad, unless she eats just kosher. Or unless she eats just kosher. Oh man, I don't even say child trafficking victims. That is so awful, dude. That's god awful. Like I'm like borderline laughing in disbelief. Like as you can see the look on my face, like my eyes are like, you know, you try to swallow something but you swallow it wrong and you just go, you know, and your eyes get all big. It's I don't know, man. It just seems obvious. I'm like, oh my God. I don't want to think about it. So, yeah, if you haven't seen the video of her trying to eat pork, it looks like grilled pork. It is just, she looks like she genuinely wants to spit it out at one point. To which I said, I'm in no way bashing her, only stating my observations here. What's crazy is the fact that, based on light of recent evidence, she probably eats live child trafficking victims to get that adrenochrome blood fix. You can tell she wants to spit this out when she says, I'm serious. You know, it's like that time when she was trying to use the Jussie Smollett case to her advantage to push an agenda and say, oh yeah, no, that's totally true, when it turns out it wasn't true. But then I see this kid on Twitter and I about lost it whenever I read this kid's Twitter. Like, I don't know if it was purposely inflaming, but his name is Steve Ocasio. Okay, like that right there was a red flag. And speaking of red flags, get out of here with that crap. I'm not gonna let anybody violate the Second Amendment. Trump can inch his way to violating the Second Amendment. But I'm gonna make tremendous, tremendous efforts into stopping him. Go away, Trump. You're gonna sit here and you're gonna invite social media executives who are free speech violators into a Second Amendment hearing case and act like their opinions are suddenly valid? They are sacrificing our free speech, and it's wrong. It's ridiculous. It's uncalled for. And your hypocrisy, is an embarrassment on our establishment as a country. Flat out, straight up, not even kidding. But to clarify what I'm talking about with this Steve Ocasio at Fire Viral 1 on Twitter, he says, it doesn't matter. It's time to go door to door and break down doors and take the guns. Every single one. Trust the government to do what is right. Then, before that, he says, I'm going to say what is needed to be said. If you are white in America, you need to understand that you are the problem. I immediately took offense to this, but then I go to his profile and his bio says former red, and then it has three wave symbols. He says we/they woke from my Republican ways, no longer beholden to truth or fact. Let the blue wave crash. Okay. No longer beholden to truth or fact, really? But then you look at his headline, like his header, and in the header it's got his photo, right? It says proud liberal. So I thought that he was a Democrat. Why is he talking about blue wave if he's a liberal? Am I wrong, or is that just an oxymoron? But then on his header photo, that's like the you know, I can't even, like, the timeline cover photo is a picture of Jussie Smollett, and then it says hero next to his face. And I was just like, okay, all right. And I don't report very many people for things on social media, but that comment definitely got a report for me. If you're white in America, you are the problem. That's racially charged. And if this kid either doesn't have to take it down or doesn't have his account automatically suspended, then there's definite bias. There's definite bias there. Now, I'm not against him expressing free speech, right? But if I'm going to be held at a standard to where I get automatically suspended like that, over things that were not racially charged, not hateful, only opinionated, then why shouldn't this guy get the same treatment? Well, I'm definitely not advocating curbing free speech. If he's gonna put that out there, we should have the right to make him, I don't know, loathe in it? I don't know, you know? And it's not that we should or shouldn't have to deal with it, or we should or shouldn't be inflamed by it, because we still have our rights to our opinions, and it doesn't matter what you think, you know, because we have our rights to our opinions, and that's fine. That's our opinions. Now, when you take that way out of context, and you start deleting people or having people deleted from social media over things that aren't racially charged, aren't violent, you know, or anything like that, you know? Saying you will do something versus saying I'm going to do this right now is two totally different things. And like I said, I'm not advocating for hate speech, whatever you want to call it, or violent speech, or you know what I mean? I'm just saying, dude, it is getting taken way out of context. And it's being used and perverted in such a way that we actually have no rights and we must respond as robots. I don't get it. It's definitely like a dictatorship. Like people are saying, this feels like a dictatorship. When they talk about Trump's parade, they said it felt like a dictatorship. Well, honestly, what's going on social media is definitely dictatorship, it's communism, and it's against federal laws. But you want to tell me that a social media website has the right to just refuse that service? I don't get it. I have no idea what that means. Because I understand, okay, you want to stop that person from having a service, right? They can't use it, but that doesn't mean you get to take down everything that they just said. That makes no sense whatsoever. I understand you want to prevent them from posting, but what you're doing is erasing a part of history as if it never even happened. That is wildly offensive, and it violates constitutional rights, as far as I understand. I could be corrected. Go ahead, debunk me. Say I'm a liar. But my opinion here is very valid. I'm just stating the facts here. It's not, oh, this looks to me like that. No, that's verbatim for fact, matter-of-factly, what happens and what's going on. I don't understand, you know what I mean? I could understand if it was a spam account and they were trying to scam people and things like that, and you don't want people seeing this, you don't want people visiting the links, you don't want people getting taken advantage of. I can understand that. But whenever you take down people because of their opinions and their opinions alone, that violates law. You don't get to privately decide what goes on a website like that. It's ridiculous. I get it. It's your website. But whenever you turn it over to the public, it becomes public property. You cannot argue this in court. You couldn't even get a lawyer that thinks he's going to be good enough to change my mind. Once you hand it over to the public and you give it to the public and put it in their hands, you lose control over what they can say and do. You do. Now, if a law was broken, then that's whenever we can say yes or no. Now, you cannot instate laws to just victimize people like that. You just can't do that. You cannot do that. Tell me I'm a liar. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. You know, don't worry. I'll wait. Like, what do you want me to say? It's ridiculous. It is beyond all comprehension how you can turn something private over to the public, let them post things publicly, but then say that they have no right to do and say and be that. Well, did it break the law? Then shut up. And as ugly as that word is, those words are to tell somebody to shut up, shut up. You know, it's been put in movies for years. The word shut up. And I've been told that's so ugly. Oh, it's so, I don't care, dude. I don't care. Shut up. Just shut up. Because what you're doing is a lot more ugly than me saying that you should shut up. You should shut your fat mouth. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just stating an opinion because I just can't believe what this world has come to, and there has been no regulation on it. There's been nothing to regulate how they can or can't act. I don't care if it's a private company. I'm going to be stuck on this for a while because I don't get it. It makes no sense how you can justify you taking down someone else's opinion just because it's based on their opinion. Oh, it's violent speech, it's hate speech, it's this, it's that, and you can call it whatever you want. But we all know that what you're saying, what you're doing, is totally fabricated. It's a lie. And you're taking people down because it does not serve your agenda. I don't care what court you take this to, I don't care what a judge says, because a fact is a fact, and it didn't break a law. And if it didn't break a law, you have no right to remove it. And I'll just end it on that. You know, I'm really taken back by the case of Suge Knight. Turns out they didn't do it. You know, maybe he did murder somebody, but then again, evidence is showing that he did it out of self-defense. Did he preemptively strike? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know all the facts, but based on the facts that I do know, it's looking like he's not really guilty. He's not getting a fair shake in court. He's not getting a fair trial. he's not getting proper representation, and the fact that they are pushing a conviction on him whenever he can't get proper representation and he's not getting a fair trial, that is against a law. Lawyers and judges who abuse the system are violating our trust in the system. It makes us want to commit suicide, quite honestly. You know? It makes us feel like it's not worth it to fight for your kids, to fight for your rights, to fight for your freedom. It's like, I might as well give up because they're not letting me win. They're not going to let me have this win. They're going to make sure I lose. And as Shook says, when it's stacked up like that against you, when the deck is stacked up that high against you, what can you really do? And that right there is no feeling anybody should ever have. And so we're going to move on to Bill Clinton. Apparently he didn't Bohemian Grove, based on what he's saying, but that's because he was Epstein Islanding. Oh yeah, he was definitely on Lonely Island over there. You know, Epstein definitely faked his death. It's obvious, and it was sloppy, and it's in your face. And that's definitely a crime, and he will pay. I don't care how much money he's got. I don't care what fines he thinks he's going to pay, because I'll tell you what, double jeopardy. You can't kill the same person twice. He has now put himself in immediate danger by faking his death. Because let's just say that I found him, I decided to kill him. You know, this is hypothetical, and I'm a hypothetical person at this point. But let's say I want to kill Jeffrey Epstein because he's a pedophile. And then I find him, right? I find exactly where he's at, and I take his life. There is no possible way that I could do any time or go to jail over it. It's double jeopardy. You don't even have to go to court for that. Okay, yes you do. No, I'm telling you right now, if it's proven right there in your face, that's Jeffrey Epstein, then what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What is he gonna do? Try and change his teeth, his eyes, his brows, get plastic surgery, change his fingertips? Doesn't matter, bro. We all know that you're Jeffrey Epstein. We all know. And whenever the silent majority becomes voiced and opinionated, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You can't fight them. You can try to hire police and have all these people do all these wild things. But I'm telling you straight up that you cannot fight an overthrow. You just can't do it. You can't do it. And I'm not here to tell you what the people do and don't want and what the people will and won't do, but I'll tell you one thing. The people who have served in the military deserve a lot more respect than what they're being given right now. Because these are the people who are going to be able to fight for you and your rights. Because they've been overseas. They fought the enemy. They know what's going on. They come here, they see things, and it's not going their way. They don't like it. And they can't even believe they went out and fought for this. I fought for this. I fought for you to be able to come over the border illegally. I fought for you to just falsely claim amnesty. Like, how is that fair? How is that fair to me, to you, to any veteran, to anybody? It's not. And it's not okay. Veterans definitely deserve a lot more respect than what they're given. What's crazy is the GOP keeps, which is the Grand Ole Party, for those who don't know what the Republican GOP means, they demand others to condemn everything under the sun, but seemingly won't condemn pedophiles. In fact, they're enabling them. Here, Jeffrey, have this free get out of jail free card. Might cost you your life in the end, but hey. You know, which reminds me of something else. Joaquin is being bullied for having an opinion. Like, I'm watching it unfold in front of my face, and I didn't necessarily bully him for having an opinion. I had an opinion back towards him. But now, it's to the point to where everybody is just flat out attacking this kid. And it's ridiculous. It is really ridiculous. I understand that he may have said something that people don't agree with, but for a bunch of people to just attack him, flat out attack him for having an opinion, that's wrong. That's wrong. Like I said, I get it. If people have opinions, fine, give them your opinion. But to just gang up on him and attack him and target him like that, that's wrong. Which reminds me of something else. Trump targets whoever he can to deflect the negativity about himself. And quite frankly, I'm sick of it. It's a Democrat tactic, and he's displaying wild Democratic tactics. It's awful. You know, and he's got this buddy, Chuck Woolery. If you guys don't know who Chuck Woolery is, he was pretty big back in the day. But Chuck Woolery is a TV personality, and now he's pulling the wool over other people's eyes and defending Trump blindly. Like, he's blindly supporting Trump. And I say blindly very loosely. He's defending Trump and acting as if he's blind to the facts. But based on what he's saying, which I can't remember, you just kind of got to go through his tweets. But based on what he's saying, he knows exactly what he's talking about, and he shouldn't be saying it. Anyhow, moving on. Geraldo Rivera covers Satanism once, but then never speaks of it again to the media or anything. As far as I understand, he covered it in depth once. Now, is he part of the satanic agenda? Is that why he got that in-depth coverage? Because you watch the interview that he was doing, and it's very creepy, especially what some of the victims are saying. They said that they smashed a baby's head in and skinned it alive, and then turned to look at the mother and said, "If you tell anybody about this, you'll be next. We'll do the exact same thing to you." It's sick. But then I also wonder, why is Hillary Clinton a constant patsy? Why? Why is she always taking the blame for everything? She takes the heat. Is it because she's good at deflecting? I don't know. I have no idea, but I intend to figure that out. Let me ask you a question. What is it going to take for us to have a first woman president? Well, it's going to take us setting up the scenario and being able to hand it over to a woman president that we can trust to run the country the way it needs to be ran, who is going to stick up for the Second Amendment and not sway in ways of, oh, you know, guns are bad. Oh, guns are so bad. Because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, I've shot guns ever since I was a kid, and I've never been a danger to myself with a gun, and I've never been in danger with somebody else to somebody else with a gun. I've never waved a gun out in front of somebody, and, you know, I have no intentions to do that. It's ridiculous. I know better than to pull a gun out and not intend to use it. That is just ridiculous. You don't wave a gun in somebody's face, you don't point it in somebody's face, unless you're going to use it. The only reason you point a gun out is because you're about to pull that trigger. And you're not about to negotiate for the gun. No, you're not about to use it as a bargaining tool. You're going to use it to pop a cap in somebody's butt. Just saying. That's what it's for. It's not for show. They may look pretty, but it's not for show. Well, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. We still haven't had our first black president. The closest we came, I'm not even going to say that because I'm still confused because we have not even come close to having a real black president. Obama's not black. He is Osama bin Laden. I don't care where he is born. He is Osama bin Laden, and that's a fact. You're not going to refute that evidence because it's irrefutable. You know, we absolutely have to throw out all the White House traditions. They're asinine, they're ridiculous, they're time wasters, they serve nothing good. There's no good cause for a White House tradition. It's stupid. It's very stupid. You're there on business, and that is all you should be having and participating in. You should not be planning parades. You should not be having White House egg rolls. And whenever I say egg rolls, I'm not talking about Chinese egg rolls. I'm talking about the egg roll competition where you roll the eggs across the grass. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, on top of that, we need to throw out all the outdated White House decorations. They are fugly. They're not ugly. They're fugly. They're tasteless in design. And they're just, it's nasty. It's gross. You know, we also need to throw out all, you know, all the presidential portraits, they're creepy, and the previous presidents are nasty individuals. Just about every single one of them is a nasty, nasty individual. And we need to throw them all out of the White House. Cool, you wanna have them in a museum? Fine, fine. But inside the White House, no. There should be no portraits of anybody inside the White House. Call me wrong. You can have your family portrait while you're in there, but that's it. You know, also, we need to tear down all false idols. All of them. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about decorations like statues. Also, any type of monument. And I don't care if you say it's art or not. It's a monument and it's a false idol. Especially the obelisk ones. Because that right there represents Freemasonry, which is the Illuminati, and it's all about symbolism and secret messaging. And you know, it represents the penis of Osiris, the obelisk. That's ridiculous. We need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of all the money that's been created, because we need to design new money. There's so many Freemasonic symbols on it. It's symbology and it's a false idol. It's not even a currency anymore. We used to use buckskin, and that's why it's called a buck. And now a buck has taken on a whole different meaning. And we gotta get rid of it. There is a nasty energy about it. We absolutely have to work towards ending communism everywhere. And we've gotta stop human trafficking. And word is out there that the NSA knows how to stop it. They've got the technology to stop it, and they've already collected the data to stop it. Which reminds me, the FBI and their Hall of Shame. They keep pointing out people who have died, you know, in the FBI, blah, blah, blah. But if you work for the FBI, shame on you. The FBI Hall of Shame. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get my name in the FBI Hall of Fame. No, you're not. Shut up. I'm so tired of halls of fame and holding up people as false idols. I can't stand it anymore. Forget your FBI Hall of Shame. So, I'm gonna point something out to you. Right now, it's China versus China. What do I mean? Well, one part of China doesn't like the other part of China, because the other part of China is doing things that the other half of China doesn't like, they don't agree with. One part of China holds herself to, I almost want to say, Japanese-like standards. I said like, not exactly like. But they hold themselves to a standard that is good intentions. It's good for the people. But then the other half of China is all about human trafficking, communism, putting emissions out in the air, and starting war. It's ridiculous. So China versus China, who will win? So Barbara Trump sees Jeffrey Epstein walk in, and Barbara Trump says, "What you want, bro?" Jeffrey Epstein says, "Yo, give me that JFK special." Barbara Trump says, "The what?" Jeff says, "You know, that fake death." Barbara Trump says, "Say no more, fam." It's so true, dude. It's so true. He totally faked his death. And I'm not going to mull over the facts, but do your own research and find out. He faked his death. He was switched out and faked his death. And, you know, Dan Bongino, if you've listened to his podcast closely, because he's the number one podcast now and everybody's listening to him, you know, Dan Bongino has said that Trump never forgets a favor that you do for him. Never. He'll always remember that one favor that you did for him. Well, if that's the truth, then how many favors did Jeffrey Epstein do for Trump to have Trump allow this to happen under his watch? Remember, all these fake shootings, even if they weren't fake, they're still happening under Trump's watch. He is allowing them to continue on and to spread like wildfire. Even if they were real shooting, he's still allowing it. Now, why would he do that? Because he knows they're fake. All these tragedies are fake. Call me a liar. Get my stuff taken down. So stupid. It's ridiculous, man. It really is ridiculous. I'm gonna kick it to you real and shoot it to you straight, fam. I've been in Juneau for 2 years now, and I love it here. I love most of the people here. I love the scenery. But there are a lot of people that make me think that Juneau, for the longest time, has been a bigot town. Now, I'm not calling people bigots here. I'm just saying that there's been a bigot mentality going on. Because, hear me out real quick, because one, if they don't like you, they will try to purposely get you fired. There's a lot of people who fall victim to it here, and they have to switch their pitch up because people just will not stop trying. They get people fired here just to have their way, just to do their thing, just to be able to go there without having to see your face. And my friends, I don't care how you cut the mustard, that's bigot. That is bigot. Like I said, I'm not calling people bigots. I'm not saying that this is a bigot town. I'm saying that a lot of bigotry has probably been tolerated here. Because for one, you can't leave here as easy. You can't just get up and drive away. It's not that cheap to leave. And two, this place is clicky.